WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than one half of 1% of the eligible voters in the Bryan School District participated in the first week of the district's special election. There are more than 49,000 registered in Bryan ISD. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says through Saturday, 183 went to Arena Hall. The Bryan School Board wants to raise the property tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to access more state funding. We'll hear more from School Board Vice President Mark McCall later this morning on the show. Early voting continues through Friday between 7:30 and 5:30. Arena Hall, which is the only location for early voting, is off Tabor Road, west of the freeway near Bonham Elementary School. Brazos County Commissioners got an earful at their last meeting about changing plans to widen Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch.
Four people who live in and around the Nantucket subdivision say their safety and quality of life are threatened by not dropping the idea of a center turning lane on Arrington and creating a four-way intersection with Arrington, Harper's Ferry, and a street in and out of the new Margrave subdivision where 1,000 homes are planned to be built. After the meeting, County Judge Joanne Peters told WTAW News the plans have not been finalized.
I know they're unhappy with us and they don't like the alignment, and I'm not saying that it's going to be that way or not, but we'll have some more discussions about it. But there's a lot more involved than just, you know, we just don't want people going through because we're not going to stop people from going through there.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he understands what's happening in Nantucket because there's a proposal for a new housing development behind his home on North Forest Drive in Emerald Forest.
We came here because we looked for a particular quality of life, and we've been very fortunate to enjoy that. It doesn't mean we're completely giving it up or that we should have to move. But it's that we have to acknowledge that growth is here, and how can we best handle that growth?
Commissioners have not taken action on an interlocal agreement that's been approved by the College Station City Council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The weekend did not start well for the owners of 15 vehicles in College Station. Last Friday morning, police received reports of vehicle burglaries where forced entry was made in most of the incidents. No guns were taken, but the losses included backpacks, wallets, and electronics. 11 of the 15 vehicles were parked at a location which CSPD identified only as a Long Harvey Mitchell near Welburn. Three of the other vehicles were along Southwest Parkway, somewhere between Welburn and Welsh. For the second time in 2 weeks, there is building news from the Texas A&M's College of Agriculture. Groundbreaking took place last week on a new plant pathology and microbiology building. The $49 million structure is scheduled to be completed in May of 2019. This follows the opening of the new Wildlife, Fisheries, and Ecological Sciences building on John Kimbrough. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes, Madison, and parts of Leon counties, thanked the president for his swift action to sign a law that includes his bill to deliver targeted tax relief to the victims of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. When asked to respond to critics about relief assistance in Puerto Rico, Brady says the island had other challenges before the hurricane hit.
I know this administration's all in, and so is Congress, to help them.
Brady says a variety of federal regulations have been waived to assist the relief effort in Puerto Rico. And the latest from Las Vegas, Clark County officials estimate 406 people were transported to hospitals and 50 are dead following the Las Vegas shooting. They are saying that the shooter killed himself prior to the police's entry into his hotel room. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It is 72 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Aggieland and Kyle Field in the fall. No experience compares. Take in all the sights and sounds with your family and friends when you have a game day home in Aggieland. Game day homes are a solid investment in a strong real estate market. Locally, BCR Realtors are experts for game day home properties. Click on bcrbcs.com. Your experts for game day home properties in Aggieland. BCR Realtors. bcrbcs.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Core Performance, BetaMed, and we'll learn ways to sleep better and to de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:10. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Some sunshine today. It'll warm us up to about 85 to 90 degrees as the day goes on. We may see a shower or a thunderstorm. Clouds tonight, there's the chance for a shower or storm. Overnight lows are going to be 70 to 75. Clouds for tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon highs, 85 to 90 degrees. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, we're 70 to 75. More showers and thunderstorms possible Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. On October the 5th, hobbyists will no longer be able to fly their drones around 10 U.S. landmarks.
Oh, darn.
Department of Interior and the FAA have restricted the flights within 400 feet of the monuments that include Statue of Liberty, Mount Rushmore, and Hoover Dam.
Mount Rushmore? Why, yeah. Why would it make...
Well,
I guess I don't know why it matters.
Because you could have something on the drone that could do them harm.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's
right.
What my thought would be.
That makes sense.
So, Will and Grace?
Yes.
Either of y'all?
Yeah, I actually watched it quite a bit.
Okay. Well, Will and Grace officially back.
Mm-hmm.
Highly anticipated revival of the NBC sitcom premiered on Thursday night.
Okay.
Reuniting viewers with one of TV's most beloved foursomes.
Right.
And it was like no time had passed. Especially because the show made the decision to completely ignore the series finale, which aired in 2006.
Oh, wow. And I don't remember. There must have been something big that happened.
Series finale staged a massive time jump.
Oh, okay.
That revealed that besties Will and Grace hadn't spoken for 20 years.
Oh, gotcha.
With the duo reuniting as their respective children moved into the same dorm at college.
Okay.
But 11 years later and a revival pickup later, the estrangement and the kids are gone, and Will and Grace are still together.
Oh.
So clearly there's some folks on social media
who are like, wait,
not with
what?
That.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as weird as a shower scene from Dallas, you know, where it was all just a dream. Bobby in the shower scene.
Well, and of course, if you look at that cast, who has done anything? Megan Mullally, I guess, has been the most,
right?
Has experienced the most success following that show. Man, I don't know of anybody else that's... Deborah Messing. She hasn't been in much, though.
Right. I mean, nothing major. You know, I feel like a lot of them will probably do stuff we just don't see or that it makes the headlines.
She was in Heartbreak Kid, and the other guy was in, not Will, but the
Jack.
Other guy. Yeah, he was in the Three Stooges remake.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there, when you got that's a career builder.
Oh, yeah.
You
don't
have to worry about that, that's for sure. Okay, so... So an eight.
Someone just texted in. Is there anything Chelsea doesn't watch?
Wow, I'm surprised they would say that about you.
Star Trek. Okay, I don't watch Star Trek.
Right. Or musicals.
Yeah, or musicals.
All right. So an 8-year-old Argentinian boy was left honking with each breath after he swallowed a toy whistle. Hear about this?
Oh, no.
Doctors had to operate to remove the whistle from his throat, but not before they recorded it for us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Oh, listen, there it goes.
Hello, Mom.
That's so,
okay,
so
that's,
sad.
That's
I don't
funny because
laugh.
He's okay.
But he's
right,
okay now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all right. So we can do that. So
okay.
It's all right. So we try to make you more productive. Anything that we can do to help you work faster would be a really, really good thing. So they did a quick poll in England of songs most likely to make you work faster. Number three was, what's it called?
Despacito.
Okay.
Despacito.
Right. So here's how that goes.
Hold on. My computer decided to freeze up.
No.
Okay. No.
Oh,
no.
We can sing it for you.
Here we go.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Still refreshing.
Still waiting.
It's still refreshing.
The little wheels
turning. Still refreshing.
Still
refreshing.
Oh, no, it's an ad.
Oh, it's an ad.
Lame.
Hold on. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Okay.
That guitar intro, though.
12% say that this will make you work faster.
It'll just make me want to dance. Coming and not work. In my direction. Thankful for that, such a blessing, yeah.
Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll fast forward to the...
Okay.
Yeah, get to the good part.
To where it starts, yeah, where it kicks it.
Yeah. This is Biebs.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is not Biebs.
This is not.
Oh, okay.
This is Daddy song, Yankee.
Yeah.
Okay. Or it's Luis Fonsi. Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Well, where's the part where it goes faster?
Here it is. Well, it doesn't. That's about it.
All right.
Which, strangely enough, Despacito means slow. Or slowly.
See, that's good. Okay. All right, so that's at 12%.
Okay.
Okay, number two song to make you work faster at 14%, Taylor Swift and Shake It Off.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
This is working so well.
I know. What a great
segment.
I had this
all planned out.
We should submit this for like a contest.
I had this all planned out at like 5:30.
I know. Well,
here we go.
All right. See, I'm too late.
Got nothing on my brain. That's Zach, not me. That's what people say.
Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many days. How old is this song?
Just a few years.
Okay.
Like two?
I guess.
Maybe? One?
No, it's probably older than that, I would think, right?
How long have I worked here? Two and a half.
All right, so here we go. And this is the number one song, according to the folks in England, that will make you work faster.
Okay.
19%, Dexy's Midnight Riders with Come On, Eileen. Oh, is that what that song is? No, I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either.
I didn't know it either. Now I know the words.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I've heard that song. Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
See, that beat though has been in a lot of songs. There's nothing really unusual about that. So anyhow, but
I can't listen to music when I work because I'm constantly having to record things.
Yeah, that's true.
That's very true. And then now Biebs also had one called "What Do You Mean?" That was in the top five. So
okay,
Biebs.
Well,
the one that we didn't play because we've all heard it 100,000 times.
Yeah.
And again, this is work. This is supposed to make you work faster. Adele's Rolling in the Deep.
Oh.
Nothing by Adele is going to make you work faster.
One gets a little bit intense. But do you want to work faster?
Yes.
Or smarter?
Well, okay. Ooh, yeah. Do we have a study of what songs make you work smarter?
We need to do that because we talked about it last week, is that we can only work about 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Because attention span.
Yeah. We just, people bother us. They come in and they, you know, leave on the cubicle. That's right. And then we have to get back to work.
Maybe if you're jamming to music. Your headphones on. That's when people won't bother you.
All right, here's Elon Musk's next idea that, of course, he always wants the government to pay for it, not him. You ever notice that? He never pays for this stuff. This is a rocket. This one will, so Chelsea, I know you're excited about that. A rocket that now will push cargo into orbit and take up to 100 people on a flight to Mars or be used to transport material to any place on Earth in under an hour or head up to the International Space Station. Okay.
Oh, cool.
The rocket ship, which he calls BFR, it's big and rocket. Okay. And can put 150 metric tons into low Earth orbit. It could potentially replace the Falcon 9, the Falcon Heavy, and the Dragon rocket. So I like the idea that he's come up with an everyman type of name for the rocket.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And if they...
Anyone get on board with that.
And if they give rides to Mars, are they going to offer complimentary peanuts on this thing?
You know, I'm not sure how they'll do, but amazingly enough, while we're talking about that, and I know this is shocking, if you have ever felt that flight attendants treat you like a chump because you're seated back there in that section of the plane, you're not alone. While flyers in first and business class sections pay for extras like better food, drinks, and roomier seats, a survey of more than 1,200 U.S. Americans found that most travelers feel the flight crew also show first-class passengers more courtesy and respect. Yeah.
I'm getting no respect.
Really? Survey found that 67% of U.S. Americans feel first-class passengers are treated better than other flyers on the plane.
Yeah.
And your point?
Right.
They paid more.
Right.
There's a reason for that.
They're supposed to get that little privacy curtain.
I can't imagine. You know, and they get their own screen.
Because then why would anyone pay to be in first class if they weren't being treated better?
And their drinks are free.
Yeah.
They go, oh, yeah, let me pay 30% more, but nah, you know, they don't treat me any better. And, you know, or I feel badly that they do treat me better. I need to be back there in steerage with my brother.
They get their own bathroom and everything.
Yeah, all that. Man. Okay, so if you're going to commit armed robbery, you should at least put a little effort into it. Guy in San Antonio failed to, well, think several things through before he allegedly robbed the same Pizza Hut twice.
Oh, robbed a Pizza Hut?
Yeah, in just over a week. Well, for starters, the Pizza Hut that he allegedly robbed is across the street from where he lives. Okay, they might have seen him before.
Yeah.
Second mistake, failed to line up childcare during alleged robberies. That would be plural. Police say on both occasions, the man brought his baby along.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. So
parent of the year.
Yeah, so he's perfect when it comes to that, too. Just letting you know.
Did the other kid drive the getaway car?
No, he just had to walk across the street because that's where he lives. Once again, he didn't think it through completely, but I'm sure he'll have plenty of time in jail to do that.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey guys, listen up, because you're about to learn something very important about male enhancement pills. Like, there are literally hundreds of different pills out there, and almost all of them have something in common. They don't work. They just don't deliver results, and you and your partner will be disappointed. Why go through all the guessing games and expense when you can get the one that is legit? You need to try Noxetril, the expertly created male enhancement pill with our advanced extraction technology. Our research and development team carefully selected, blended, and extracted the highest quality all-natural ingredients, resulting in performance that's unmatched anywhere. Just imagine Viagra on steroids. And right now, to celebrate our one-year anniversary, we are giving away free bottles of Noxetril so you can put it to the test. Noxetril. It's the one that works.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
Join the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as they celebrate their 20th anniversary with Family Fest, Saturday, October 21st. Open for free and to the public, Family Fest will include carnival games, bounce houses, rides, and complimentary refreshments. And while the festival activities will take place at the pond from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., there will be free admission to the museum 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab to make reservations.
823 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, so Simon Cowell, friendly type, chatty guy.
Oh, yeah.
Not impressed with the new American Idol lineup. He shared his thoughts about the singers judging the competition as objectified, particularly Katy Perry. Mm. He says, so do you think Madonna wants to find Madonna? And then he wished her good luck.
Oh.
Uh-huh. See, I'm saying he's getting a little bit, you know, he's kind of poking her a little bit.
Right. Saying that why would she want to find someone who's going to oust her
exactly.
on the charts?
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie will round out the table. And it looks like Luke's making $13 million.
Okay.
Jeez.
Lionel's making $10 million. So
they found a little bit extra in that budget that they said.
Because we thought that Luke was only going to get like $3 million.
Right.
Yeah. We had heard.
And one's talented and one isn't. So
yeah,
there you go. Got that
all right. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes.
Okay, talk of the town again last Saturday night. Closing ceremonies in Invictus in Toronto, where they shared their first public kiss.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh. Be still by beating heart.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, E! News reports that the Seuss actress attended the event with her mom, and the ladies got to see Bryan Adams and Bruce Springsteen and Kelly Clarkson from their VIP suite. The Good Time and Royal created the Paralympics event for military members that suffered life-changing injuries, and rumors swirled that an engagement announcement could be coming soon.
Ooh.
Just saying, Julia Stiles did it first.
Yeah. So now, Gerald McCoy, football player, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sure.
Okay. Apparently really, really geeked out after meeting Stan Lee.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. And matter of fact, it was last Friday. He posted photos with his new pal on social media. Caption shot, ladies and gentlemen, I present the GOAT. Greatest of all time.
That's it's neat when, you know, professional football players meet people and they freak out about it. There was a post this weekend, and it was, I'm not sure exactly who they were, but it was one of the players, and the caption just said, met so-and-so, one of his, you know, childhood, you know, whatever.
Right.
And so I Googled the guy. Well, he's like a French soccer player.
Okay.
But whoever he was, I guess he, you know, and maybe this football player was French. I don't know. But long story short, he got emotional. They were hugging and all sorts of stuff on the sidelines.
Well,
so it's just kind of cool. It reminds you that they're just like us.
Exactly. Well, and again, when they're in any kind of a creative endeavor, they've had people who they've looked up to.
Oh,
the
absolutely.
To get to work with that person in a creative endeavor is kind of fun.
Yeah, he was some famous retired soccer player.
And J.J. Watt shared a picture, I guess, with him and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh,
really?
He was a big fan. Of course, every young man was in the 90s.
Sure.
And so he posted a picture of him and her.
That's cool.
Right. That was funny.
Hey, the juice is loose.
Yep.
Prison spokesperson Brooke Keast says that the juice was released from Lovelock Correctional Center about 90 miles east of Reno shortly after midnight on Sunday in order to avoid any incidents and to ensure public safety.
And he apparently was asked, where is he going now? And he says, none of your old business.
Yeah. Disney World. No, that's not. Apparently, he's going to live
in Las Vegas
mm-hmm. for the foreseeable future. Yeah. But he had said that he actually wanted to live in Florida. So we'll see how all.
I think that's where his kids are, if I'm not mistaken.
Caller.
I love it when women say, tell you the whole story, and then they'll say, long story short. I love that.
Thank you.
He talking about me?
I think he was. But you gave us the details, which was cool. We hit the high points, which was fine.
Yeah.
He just happens to live in an environment where that apparently happens to him a lot.
Oh, well, you know.
He's really good storyteller. There you go.
For Kashinka with Your Money Now. Google's rolling out a package of new policies and services to help news publishers increase subscriptions, a move likely to warm its icy relationship with some of the biggest critics of its power over the Internet. Google says it will end this week its decade-old first-click free policy that required news websites to give readers free access to articles from Google's search results. The policy upset publishers that require subscriptions, believing it undercut their efforts to get readers to pay for news. SpaceX founder Elon Musk has revealed a vague plan to eventually expand his pioneering space transportation company into the superfast airliner business. Capping off a presentation about proposed Mars exploration plans, Musk sketched out possible ways to use the proposed spacecraft, equipped with small wings at the rear and weighing more than 1,200 tons, to whisk passengers to any destination around the globe in less than an hour. Crude oil trading at $50.73 a barrel on Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
How can we stop our personal high-tech devices, Siri and Alexa, our smartphones, even Facebook, from eavesdropping on us and recording everything we say? Kim Komando with your Monday Consumer Tech Update. While Americans claim to be super concerned with business and government snooping, at the same time, we're embracing voice and listening technology in literally every device we own. And in many cases, they're always listening. If you're going to have this technology in your home, you're voluntarily giving up layers of privacy. If that creeps you out, here are a few things I've done. With your smartphone, go to your Facebook settings and turn the microphone off. Alexa and Siri are more difficult. I've actually disconnected my Amazon Echo until Amazon comes up with a better guarantee that it's not recording private home conversations. With a Siri device, your only option is to disable the Hey Siri command. And even then, you never know. Read more along with all the tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Here's a huge secret for cutting your printing costs in your small business or home office. If you do a lot of printing, then you know how crazy expensive it is to replace the ink cartridges. That's why here at the Kim Komando Show, we rely on the Epson EcoTank 4550 wireless all-in-one printer. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank, and that means cartridge-free printing. Seriously, we never have to buy ink cartridges over and over. The best part is that the ink tank is so huge that we haven't even had to refill it yet. Can you imagine that? A printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 2 years or 8,500 pages without having to buy new ink. Think of how much money you can save each year. You really need to check out the Epson EcoTank 4550. Learn more right now by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. To save money and time on your printing, head over to Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The lone site for voters in the Bryan School District special election has not seen many people. Brazos County Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock reports a turnout of 183 in the first week. That's out of more than 49,000 who are registered. We'll hear more from Bryan School Board Vice President Mark McCall this morning on the show. This year's BISD budget dropped the property tax rate for paying bonds by 3 cents. The board also based the budget on voters approving increasing the property tax rate by 2 cents for maintenance and operations. That will generate an additional $3 million in state money and $1.4 million from local property owners. If voters defeat the special question, the board says they'll consider significant budget reductions that result in cuts. Early voting continues through Friday between 7:30 and 5:30 at Arena Hall, which is off Tabor Road. The day after the College Station City Council approved an interlocal agreement with Brazos County to rebuild Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch, county commissioners heard from opponents.
Marie Wolf is among those against making a four-way intersection with Arrington, Harper's Ferry, and a street going in and out of the new Margrave subdivision, where 1,000 homes are planned to be built.
The realignment will bring our traffic counts to 2,200 on Harper's Ferry. In January 2016, with just Indian Lakes traffic, we had a maximum of 650 vehicles per day. The county engineer promises they will do traffic counts, and if something needs to be done, they will address the issue then. Then we'll be too late. The harm will have been done and the options limited.
Opponents are also against the county dropping the idea of adding a center turn lane on Arrington. After the meeting, County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News the plans have not been finalized, but he emphasized there's nothing that can be done about increased traffic going through Nantucket to get to Highway 6.
That traffic can come out of that Margrave track, take a right, go down to Harper's Ferry, and take a left, and still drive through the neighborhood. If that's the convenient way that they want to go out, is to go to the bypass, that's what they'll do even if they don't line up. But then you've got all the problems created that not having a four-way stop might help.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he understands what's happening in Nantucket because there's a proposal for a new housing development behind his home on North Forest Drive in Emerald Forest.
It's working together, acknowledging that change is happening, that we are a growing area, and trying to make it as good as we possibly can be. Will it be the same? No. It won't be the same for the folks in Nantucket, just as it won't be the same for myself or the folks who live on my street.
County commissioners have not taken action on the interlocal agreement with College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police received 15 vehicle burglary reports in less than 4 hours last Friday morning. 11 of the 15 vehicles were at a location CSPD described only as a Long Harvey Mitchell near Welburn. Three of the other cases were off Southwest Parkway, somewhere between Welsh and Welburn. Forced entry was made to get into 14 of the 15 vehicles. Anything of value was taken, which included wallets, backpacks, and electronics. No guns were reported stolen. Tweets from President Trump during the weekend included his plans for hurricane relief in Puerto Rico. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes, Madison, and part of Leon counties, says Congress and the president are all in when it comes to hurricane relief in Puerto Rico in light of some criticism about federal efforts.
We moved very quickly to get Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands the same tax breaks that our communities will get, and why the president waived a number of key regulations to speed up international aid and make sure we get the food and water and medicine to them the quickest and in the most affordable way.
Brady says a hurricane relief bill signed by the president last Friday provides targeted tax relief that allows victims to, among other things, dip into retirement funds without penalty and write off more property losses. The U.S. Homeland Security Department says there is no specific credible threat involving other public venues in the U.S. after the Las Vegas shooting last night. The gunman identified by police as Stephen Paddock killed himself prior to police entering his hotel room. It was the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. An estimated 406 people were transported to hospitals and 50 are dead. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It is 72 degrees. You can text us any time of the day. That number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Core Performance, BetaMed, and we'll learn ways to sleep better and to de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
8:37, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Over the next few days, the weather pattern looks to take a turn towards the wetter on us. Today, partial sunshine, 85 to 90. There is the threat of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Clouds night, there could be a shower or storm. Overnight lows 70 to 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Showers and storms, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Showers, thunderstorms, 85 to 90 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Time to talk about an election that's coming up in the Bryan Independent School District. And Mark McCall, who's the vice president of the school board, joins us this morning. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
It's a TRE. All right, what is a TRE?
A TRE stands for a tax ratification election. And basically, it's any time we change or make any adjustments to the tax rate, it has to be approved by the voters.
Mm-hmm. Now, that tax rate, it's got two components to it. We're going to try to not go into numbers a whole lot, but just basically so you can understand. But first, you've got maintenance and operation, which I guess is what it takes to actually run the school district. And then the other is an unusual name. It's interest and sinking. Okay, I got the interest part. Well, what is sinking? Why do they call it that, you know?
Well, I'll jump out there. I'm sure there's a more accounting specific way to,
right.
But it is a sinking fund, meaning that it should get lower and lower over time because you're paying off the debt.
Right.
More and more.
So that's your debt service. So maintenance and operation is what you think of. It's the buildings. It's the keep maintaining them. It's the teachers. It's the things that help kids be able to learn. So What are we talking about when we come up? We've heard the term golden pennies. So what does that mean, and how does it affect these two parts of your tax rate?
Okay, so golden pennies is from the state of Texas, and it is a evaluation basically that has been in place for a number of years. It's really part of the older state finance system. And what it is with the M&O, there is a level.
With the maintenance and operations.
With the maintenance and operations.
There we go. That's okay.
With the maintenance and operations, there is a certain level that we can go up to. And for every penny that tax rate increases, the state of Texas actually matches with the Austin rate. So whatever the prevailing rate is in Austin, the state pays the difference between the local and the Austin rate.
We'll do another show someday on why they chose the Austin Independent School District. But again, it's our elected officials who did that. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
And so right now we have two golden pennies out there. We have two rates. And really for about the last 4 years, we've been leaving these on the table. I mean, there was interest in them from the school board, just simply because it was money that we could be using. We could be bringing in additional money and revenue into the Bryan ISD and to help our students rather than let it sit at the state. And so there's been interest there.
Okay, so now I've got to stop you. Why? Why didn't we do it before?
I think with everything else going on, with realignment, with the new construction, there was just so many other projects that were going on within Bryan that we felt like it was not the right time. The critical from the priority standpoint was to get the new schools in place, get the new alignment in place. This year, we've got those projects, you know, that have been completed. We kicked off. We're wrapping up from the previous bond election. We're wrapping up all those projects, getting ready to start the last construction project of that bond. And so now just seemed like a really more optimal time than the last two or three years with everything going on.
So why is this election held separate from all the other election dates that we have?
So in Brazos County, there's a split payment option.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to make sure that we have, if it is approved and the tax rate does effectively decrease by a penny on the overall tax rate, we wanted to make sure that we were able to get that on the first payment and the second payment so that there wouldn't have to be some type of special mailing, special option, and create confusion.
But at the same time, this could tamp down the number of people who vote, too.
It can, and that's always a concern. We've been doing everything we can to get the word out and the message out on the election. And I'll throw in that there is, you know, early voting all the way through the 6th at the Arena Hall on Tabor Road, and then the actual election day on October 10th. And our the goal and the drive, we certainly want everybody to vote. That can.
Mark McCall, who's the vice president of the Bryan School Board, is with us. We're reporting this morning 183 people have voted. I mean, we're talking 49,000 registered voters. What's your reaction? Only 183 people voted.
It's not overly surprising, but it is somewhat of a disappointment, and would certainly like to see more people out.
So if they walk in to the box, what is the question? How is it worded so they can understand this?
The wording is very interesting.
Okay.
I think the main thing that, as a school board member, I would want them to remember is it's for. You know, the vote is for if you want to decrease your tax dollars. And it does result in an overall tax rate. But the actual wording is required by the state of Texas on a TRE.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about these two separate tax components separately and not holistically. So it does talk about raising your taxes initially, in that is talking about the maintenance and operations budget by itself. So within that budget, we are talking about raising that individual tax line by two pennies to get those two golden pennies from the state of Texas. And then it basically concludes that it is the operations resulting in a decrease of the overall tax rate by 1 cent. Okay. And that's the 3 cents that are coming off the INS.
The INS, that's the interest in sinking. Okay.
Interest in sinking.
We can't play alphabet soup because a lot of folks don't live
in
this world.
It's the interest in sinking.
You've got a website. It's on the website. It's on the BISD website that you can read the actual words to it. So as we hear there, then your tax rate will go down until it doesn't. At some point, taxes tend to go up again. But what are the benefits right now as you get these 2 pennies from Austin that you will receive in perpetuity, as best we can tell, every year?
Right. And so what it really helps us recover is about a little bit over $3 million. And that is, in addition, now the 2 cents, you know, that we do cover from Brazos County, that do come from Kansas, would generate about $1.3 million. So really we're getting around a 3.5% increase on that investment.
Okay.
So we're asking for $1.3 million. The state is matching a little bit over $3 million.
All right. So where does that $4 million get spent in BISD?
So there's a number of different areas, and I think one thing that I'll say is that for the past 4 years, we've been very diligent on really trying to shrink and hold down the maintenance and operations cost, even though we've had a number of unfunded mandates from the state that we've had to deal with. But within that, really where we're targeting this money for this year, well, before I even go there, one thing I'll say is that in the past 4 years, we've also passed an unbalanced budget, and we've passed a budget that we've spent more going in. Now we have a very conservative, great, financial officer in Amy Draws, and she always gives us one of the worst case scenarios on the spending, and by the end of the year, we've covered that, not only the difference in the spending, but we usually come out ahead. But I also think that passing an unbalanced budget, personally, kind of sends the wrong message to the faculty, to the staff, to the principals. It's, maybe you want to do something that will help these kids, but don't, because we may not have the money there. And so you can do that for 2 or 3 years. But when you start getting it systemic, it starts really having a negative impact. So where the money goes is really to help maintain a strong, balanced budget in that maintenance and operations, continue with the Teacher Best program, which is a really an incentive and a goal for teachers to raise teacher salaries, bring them up to the equity and go beyond. It's an incentive type program. Investing in our principals, making sure we have strong campus leadership in place to maintain the strong teacher growth. Special ed staffing, we've known that we've needed to increase that staffing there. We've had some issues that we know we need to address. And so within special ed, there are some state increases, TRS, the teacher retirement system, requires more. We are a self-funded healthcare system. We don't buy into the state's healthcare. We provide a much better, stronger, more robust. And as all healthcare premiums have risen, ours at Bryan ISD has as well. And
what can that mean for a premium for a teacher? Or what are you projecting?
So the premiums have steadily been going up, but we've been trying to really control those. So I'm not sure on the exact premium rates where they're at right this second from that standpoint. But I know on average what I've heard from teachers that have left Bryan ISD, gone somewhere else, and for new teachers that we have coming in, they recognize about a $4,000 annual difference in salary because of health care.
Okay. If I'm over 65, what happens to my taxes?
If you're over 65, they're frozen.
Okay. So that does not, it will not be affected.
No.
65 is frozen. We want to make sure that was
right.
The case. All right. If this fails, what happens?
If it fails, then obviously we'll leave a lot of money back in Austin, and that's okay. We've committed as a board that we will, if we need to, dip into our rainy day fund and bring it in. But again, we'll have to continue to look at ways to cut and bring that budget back down to I don't want to say, you know, it's hard to say the balanced budget because, again, state finance and school finance the way it is, it's really hard to say a balanced budget. But we need to make sure that we're reinvesting in the right priorities, you know, at the time and being diligent with the money that is entrusted to us. But at the same time, you know, we have great programs in Bryan. From, you know, teacher level programs with BEST and the training down to student programs that are very diverse. We allow students to choose, make a choice of which school they want to be in. They can, starting at the fifth and sixth level, whether they want to go inquire, whether they want to go Odyssey. And those STEM and GT, science and technology programs and gift and talented programs extend all the way up through high school with the IB program, International Baccalaureate program, early collegiate high school, and really one of the nationally recognized FFA chapters at Rutter High School. And so in other career and technology programs that we've made a commitment as a board that we're going to maintain those programs because we feel like they're vital for the student population that we serve.
Anything else we haven't covered this morning we need to leave with people?
I would just say get out and vote, please. I mean, it is for a great cause, and I know that's overstated, but it's really is something that, we would like to, we know we're asking for an investment from the local citizens, but we're also really help pull some additional funds from the state of Texas to get these two additional golden pennies.
Okay. Let's have Mark McCall's here this morning. He's the vice president of the board. Let me shift to a couple of other things. Clearly, you've heard from parents having to do with transportation issues that you had. Kind of got caught by surprise. What are we hearing, and what inroads are we making on that?
From what I understand from the last meeting is that it has gotten some better. It is not where it needs to be. I don't think anybody feels like it is perfect.
How did we get caught by surprise?
I think there is just there was a lack of communications. I mean, I don't know if there's any other way to state it. A lack of communications to the rest of the school administration, lack of communication to the parents. Bryan ISD does have a very complicated busing system. I mean, it's an overused statement, but our buses go to Los Angeles and back, the number of miles they drive every day. And so with the options schools, with the magnet schools, with open options and providing, it's not an easy bus routing to figure out. And so that's why I probably think hiring some of the experts that we've brought in to look at it and to study it is probably about a year overdue at least. And I think we just, it caught up with us. And
finally today, one of the first things that the new superintendent did was hire a chief of staff. I don't think there's ever been a chief of staff at BISD. Was that part of the negotiations before the hiring took place, or did it take you by surprise?
It did not take us by surprise, and what I feel like Dr. Whitbeck really has done a good job of keeping the board informed as to everything that is going on, and I think bringing in, having her ability to bring in staff that she knew and trusted was critical to making sure that she felt welcome and secure in her position. We had a very awkward, situation with the previous superintendent, hasn't been really any the cabinet level staff turnover. So allowing her to bring in somebody that she knew and trusted was important.
Certainly, thanks for the time this morning.
Sure,
Mark McCauley is the vice president of the BISD board. Don't forget the election is on October the 10th.
If you are married, could you find your wife in a room full of women? I'm confident that you could. I'm also confident that you could give a detailed description of your wife that would enable others to find her. In the same way, Christ knows his bride or his church. When he comes again, he will have no trouble finding his church among the thousands of churches in the world. The question is, how do we find Christ's church today? The answer is simple. We find her by following the detailed description that Christ has given of her in his word. One of the identifying marks that Christ has given of his church is the weekly observance of the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and verse 7. Any church that does not partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of every week cannot be the bride or the church of Christ. They don't match the description. This Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30 in College Station, Texas.
Do you have an office space?
Hello!
So, how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
About 3 minutes till New Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, here we go. The richest actors on TV.
All
richest
right.
actors on TV. Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons.
$27.5 million.
Are Man. You serious?
Yeah. And he gets paid like a mil an episode.
Yep.
So this is for per season?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Johnny Galecki.
Which is the other guy.
Yep. Simon Helberg.
Which is the other guy.
And Kanul Nayar.
The other guy.
Okay, see, now, I looked him up, okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, he hasn't done anything else.
Raj. Yeah, Raj. That's his only gig. That's the only thing I've ever seen him in.
$25 million a year.
And in the early episodes, he didn't talk half the time.
No, exactly. He doesn't talk around women.
Well, and the other deal is, when I guess it's already gone into syndication, you know, there's cha-ching to be made on the back end.
Oh, yeah, they'll never have to do any other show, movie,
ever.
Gig, ever.
Man, I mean, that's the lottery.
Yeah.
That is the lottery.
And that's kind of why I looked at, you know, we talked about Will and Grace earlier. None of them have really done anything, but but they didn't really have to.
Sure.
They didn't want to.
No, that's real. Michael Richards and all the group from Seinfeld, same way.
Yeah.
Number five is Mark Harmon at $19 million.
Jethro.
And again, he's a producer on there, too. They've got 300 episodes in the can, which he said the other day. His grandchildren won't have to worry.
Yeah.
Ty Burrell, who produces a lot of shows, $13
million. Okay.
Eric Stone Street, I don't know him.
Eric Stone Street.
He's $12.5 million. And Kevin Spacey, who does House of Cards, and Ed O'Neill, $12 million.
Eric Stone Street is on Modern Family. He's
okay.
Cam.
All right, well, there you go. So those are the people who are making a lot of money on TV, Whew. That's for sure. All right. Now, speaking of a lot of money, back in 1991, okay, way back in 1991, if you had wanted to buy the parts that it takes to build an iPhone, it would have cost $12 million.
Whoa.
In 1991.
Wow.
In 1991. So that's why, again, with technology, we talk about inflation, but when it comes to things like technology, that's not always the case. All right, so there's the Hanyu Zhantui Company in China.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Been making scissors since 1663.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's it. Do you know female armadillos give birth to identical quadruplets?
No.
No.
Yep.
That's
they do.
Neat.
Yeah.
Just so they look all the same.
There you are. And
they do.
And
all
they
look
do.
The same.
Right.
They do.
And Dunkin' Donuts has just released its first beer.
Oh, really?
I know it sounds exciting, right? Everything that you'd want to know is, well,
guess
it's not available in their stores.
Because
they're not allowed to actually sell
beer.
Alcohol, right?
Yeah.
The only way to get it is to go to one of three Catawba Brewing Company locations in North Carolina because they're not bottling it or shipping it.
Oh, well, okay.
In North Carolina.
Yeah, they only made a small amount, so odds are they'll sell out before you get there.
Probably.
And the worst part of all, it's not donut-flavored beer. It's
coffee-flavored
pumpkin
beer.
Spice.
Oh, pumpkin spice.
No.
Because we have to do that one more time.
I was somewhere this weekend, and they had gotten one of those variety packs, and it was, like, fall-flavored. And I won't say which beer it was, but, you know, maple and pumpkin something or another.
Maple sounds
and
pretty good, actually.
All these other ones, and I just thought, I'll pass.
Oh, I think so. And Monty Hall died.
Oh,
he was 96 years old. And today, a year ago today, Vin Scully broadcast his last Dodger game.
All right.
Back tomorrow, WPAW College Station, Brian.